but they never did like Mama's homemade dress. Papa's bankbook wasn't big enough, and I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday. Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew. This place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, tangled up in blue. I lived with them on Montague Street, the basement down the stairs. That was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
Bedford. And now, according to that very same WMFO digital clock Belinda always mentions here on the show, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'll just let that keep going in the background, actually. Why not? It's WMFO Medford. I am Ryan D, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, yes, two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable. On this Saturday evening, it's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And Belinda has been double-dong-daring you since 1990. Coming up, about an hour, it's the radio obituary. It's that time of, it's that time here on Bubbles each week. Where we say farewell to those who have passed in the recent days and weeks and months. So stay tuned for that. The first hour, however, celebrates the new year, the coming new year. The calendar moves forward, and we all hope and wish and pray for blessings, for a new start in the new year, and we'll celebrate those. And also, it always doesn't come up the way you want. Life's like that, isn't it? I thank you so much for joining me. Howdy to all the Bubbles faithful. It's a pleasure to have your company. We also have a very special obit. I'll be joined here in the radio. In the radio station. So stay tuned for that. We're going to have a good time, my friends. Sit back, enjoy the show, and let's celebrate the end of a pretty atrocious year. Not all over, but in many reasons. And we'll hope for a better new year. As long as we're together, that's all that matters. Let's get the show started. It's time for Bubbles in the Think Tank.
p.m., just 45 minutes from the bright new year of 1958. To make what's left of this year and all of next year bright for you, Clairol, the first name in hair color, in behalf of the Hairdressers of America, presents... Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians.
far more music of yesterday. You know, 1935 brought us a great New Year's Eve song. The music goes round and round.
Just the same, what are you doing New Year's, New Year's Eve? Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the New Year. But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's, New Year's Eve? Oh. But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's, New Year's Eve?
Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the
crazy, comes down and round. Oh, 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 and it comes up here. Now I push the first valve down, and the music goes down and round. Oh, 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 and it comes up here. Then I push the middle valve down, and the music goes down and round. Below, below, below.
I just love this guy singing so much. Bubbles in the think tank, celebrating New Year's. Over here. Are you feeling it? You feeling good? You ready for another year?
Right now is 24 minutes past 11 o'clock.
Oh, silly, silly Rivendell. This is not ABBA. It says it is, but it's not. That's what happens in radio sometimes. Unpredictable. Here's ABBA. Happy New Year.
We don't, we must.
Happy New Year from ABBA. How sweet. It's Bubbles and Think Tank. I'm Ryan D. This is the New Year's celebration hour of Bubbles. And I want to let you all know that this is my sixth time in the captain's chair here in Bubbles in the Think Tank. That makes me very happy. At Belinda, she allows me, she trusts me to take the wheel of this sacred show and run with it when she is not around. It's great. I'm having a great time. I hope you are too. Let's get back into it. We're gonna kind of steer into your New Year's resolutions, the things that you want to do better or give up. A lot of people want to give up things that are bad for you. Although the things that are bad for you sometimes make you an interesting person or make life better. But, you know, everyone has those things they need to quit or give up or do better. We all do. I do. You do. So let's have a set about that. That's what I'm going to do. It's about New Year's resolutions. And we're going to kick it off with something from Guided by Voices. Bubbles in the Think Tank, the New Year's Eve and Day celebration.
Flesh primary. A meal I could cook, a toast I'd make to what begins on New Year's Day. In resolution, dust mops eternal. In throwing Christmas cards away, or anything moved, perhaps the furniture, while the homeless snooze, and ticket shirts for year to year eternity. Gestures gone away to what begins on New Year's Day.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
Say hello. Engagements and his selfish wife's fanatical ambition. It turned him to the booze and he got mixed up with a floozy, and she led him to a life of indecision. The floozy made him spend his dough, she left him lying on skid row, a drunken lag at some Salvation Army mission. It's such a shame.
Thank you.
like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
This is a song with a message. I want you to heed my warning. I want to tell you all a story about this chick I know. They call her Amphetamine Annie. She's always shoveling snow. I sat her down and told her, I told her crystal clear, I don't mind you getting high, but there's one thing you should fear. Your mind might think it's flying, baby, on those little pills, but you ought to know it's dying, cause speed kills. But Annie kept on speeding, her help was getting pulled. She saw things in the window, she heard things at the door. Her mind was like a grinding mill, her lips were cracked and sore, her skin was turning yellow. I just couldn't take it no more. She thought her mind was flying on those little pills. She didn't know it was going down fast, cause speed kills. He can kill you too, baby. Hold it, Annie. Baby, still. Yeah. That's a good part.
there's a lot of pressure to stop sniffing glue these days, I suppose. That was my New Year's resolutions. There's more to come, but that was just the first set of things you want to quit, do better, maybe not do anymore. The Ramones, now I want to sniff some glue and sliced in between those songs was some of my favorite quotes from Airplane. I do love that movie. Up ahead of that, Canned Heat, Amphetamine Annie, that was originally released on their second album, Boogie with Canned Heat, from 1968. The Kinks doing Alcohol from their album Everybody's in Showbiz, released back in 1972. Caitlin Rose doing Shanghai Cigarettes from her 2010 album Own Side Now. And kicking off that set with Guided by Voices, What Begins on New Year's Day. That's off the band's 24th album. 24 Guided by Voices albums. Anyway, it's called August by Cake, and it was released this past April. Bubbles in the Think Tank New Year's show is rolling along in 20 minutes. We'll have Chuck here. He has a very special radio obituary. I'm going to give him the mic for a little while and have him play his set. Let's get back into the new year. We're going to look at the pressures of new year. I threw it out there on the Bubbles page. Give me some ideas for the pressures and all that buildup for New Year and what kind of weighs heavy on your mind. Sometimes things don't turn out right. You start off the New Year, Happy New Year, count it all down, and you have all these expectations, but it doesn't turn out right. I mean, just look at the people in celebrating New Year's on, you know, on the boat in Poseidon Adventure. It didn't really turn out so well for them, did it? Bubbles in the Think Tank celebrating New Year's. Here in WMFO 91.5 FM.
To tell why all this pressure I don't understand when all of my neighbors I lend them a hand. Doctor, oh doctor, I'm willing to learn why all of my bones really toss and they turn. Mother, oh mother, I'm begging you please to rid me of madness and cure this disease.
Get this pressure point. pouring out of my head. Can't get this pressure pouring out of my head. I'm feeling in work, you know I'm feeling in bed. Can't get this pressure pouring out of my head.
What else are you going to be pressured to do the new year? Maybe make more money?
Hey, I got Bob Sugar on the other line. I better hear you say it.
Yeah, no. Show you the money.
Not show you. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Yeah. Louder.
Show me the money.
That's it, brother. But you got to yell that shit.
Show me the money.
To make a resolution to maybe start working out and taking better care of yourself, like Jane Fonda here.
Without moving the rest of your body. 6, 7, 8 again and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
Maybe you're going to resolve to find love in the new year.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down, down into my belly.
La la lum, da la la lum, la la la, da la lum, da lum, ah oh, oh. I want people to love me like I can love. I want people to love me like I love. I want to open up my lunchbox, find a peanut butter jelly sandwich in there. Just like when I was 6 years old and someone loved me. Oh, love me. Oh, love me like I love. Bum, 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 da-da-dum, dum, da-da-dum, dum. La, 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 da-da-da-dum, da-da, da-da. Dum, da da dum dum, la la la, dun da da, yeah, oh yeah. La 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 da 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 da.
When my mother-in-law begins to yell and shout, through the window I would like to throw her out. But I resolve not to do it, here is why. I'm afraid of hitting someone passing by. This is my New Year's resolution. When I'm at the movies watching a love scene, and the lady's hat is blocking half the screen, I resolve not to shout, take off that hat. I'll remove it gently with a baseball bat. This is my New Year's resolution.